You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. On a quiet Sunday morning at Boise State University in Idaho, I met George Nickel. He's a veteran of the war in Iraq, and his story is a pretty complex one, but he agreed to share it with me. We sat in the office where he now works, the Office of Student Veteran Affairs on the nearly deserted campus. He was wearing a leather jacket and motorcycle boots, and the wall behind him was covered with a variety of diplomas and certificates, as well as a Purple Heart.
Well, in this current part of my life, I guess you can all say it started on February 8th of 2007. I was in Iraq. Our job was to find and clear improvised explosive devices. And we were actually out recovering a downed helicopter. And my vehicle was hit by a very large IED. And it killed three of the guys in the truck.
George was badly injured in the blast. He spent 5 months at Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C., and went through another half year of treatment when he came home to Boise. Eventually, he started to feel okay, physically. Emotionally, he says, it was another matter altogether.
I guess you can say like anxiety levels, confidence levels wasn't allowing me to really fit into that high-stress environment anymore. Tried to redeploy, couldn't redeploy to Iraq. So not being able to redeploy like I wanted to and not really functioning well at my civilian job, dealing with a lot of depression, anxiety, a lot of guilt over what happened and my guys dying. I turned to just trying to numb myself with alcohol, and that didn't turn out well.
George joined the military right out of high school. Being told he couldn't redeploy was unbearable to him.
16 years in uniform, pretty much that's all I knew. That was my sole identity. So coming to a realization that was all going away, I took it pretty hard.
On the night of July 9th, 2009, things came to a head. George hadn't been able to sleep for 3 days, and he tried to drink enough beer to quiet his mind. Instead, he says, he lost touch with reality. He imagined that someone in his apartment complex had taken his dog, so he put on his combat vest, grabbed his assault rifle, and went through the building shooting and kicking at doors. A SWAT team arrived and started shooting at him until he dropped his weapon and gave himself up. No one was injured in the shooting spree. George ended up in a 10-by-12 cell.
I was in solitary confinement for 8 months, and gives you a lot of reflective time. Because of my charges, I was looking at a maximum of 15 years in prison. And it came down to a point, and during that time, and thinking about where I've been in my life and where I need to go to in my life, pretty much getting to a point where you stop feeling sorry for yourself and start formulating a plan of, okay, well, if I can get back on my feet after this situation, then find a new course in life that doesn't involve wearing a uniform and, you know, and really kind of like working on plans to like develop a personal identity, not a uniform identity.
George was released on probation and he enrolled at Boise State. Last December, he finished his bachelor's degree in psychology and he's been accepted into a master's program in clinical social work. In the meantime, he was hired as Director of Student Veteran Affairs at the Wyakin Warrior Foundation, and he also volunteers for the nonprofit Idaho Veterans Network.
I can relate to them on a level that they're used to, and we have shared experiences being deployed in combat, being wounded in combat, going through the medical evac system. So that really helps. It gives you a level of credibility with veterans.
George says he understands that it can be difficult for combat veterans to accept help. He says it was hard for him.
Oh, you're feeling bad here. Take some ibuprofen, drink some water, and keep going. And that was the mentality. You don't show any weakness, and you know you're having problems, but you kind of repress them and don't admit to it.
For George, working with other combat veterans who are trying to reintegrate has become his life's work. He says he badly wants to help veterans avoid what he went through. But he also says he's not sure if he would have ended up where he is today if he hadn't had to deal with those struggles.
I look back at everything I've been through, made good decisions, made bad ones. I've dealt with it. I've tried to be positive and always pushing for a positive outcome in the end game. Well, I guess I could say I would have had more regret based on everything I've been through if at any point I'd just given up and not push to better myself to where I am now. It is a huge waste of life to be stuck in a cell. And plus, you know, if I can find any veteran out there and have some part in helping them where they don't end up in that situation, then that's the biggest win in my life.
You've been listening to George Nickel in Boise, Idaho. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To see images from today's story or to listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.